And he can give some idea of I think that Bhai also unhealed idea of prem. There is no difference between bhav and prem. Bhav in right stage is prem in unnatural stage in bhav. So no difference at all. So he has explained how. But it's still like life pain. They still know this jeopardy.
So in prior to the final chapter, just before the final chapter, he is explaining that there are many groups that
take groups in bhavavastha.
In bhavavastha. But then in praying, it is prakasa.
Like sun, not change. Sun is not change, his rays are not coming directly. But darkness goes away. Like this. In Hava Vastha, a spontaneous is spooky and come. It will come spontaneously. He will lift his body and go in Sarupti after Bhakti Siddhi. And in Bhakti Siddhi, he will. But if so, there is something. He will have to go in his womb of Gopi, womb of Gopi, and there. He'll have the association of Ragatmik Bhakta, a special bhakti of Gopi or Krishna. Then he will be sick. Like the Gopi, they could not attend the Raj, they were by their husband, obsessed by their husband. Though they were Bhakti Siddhi, they had, but something was lacking in there. Son, they were checked by their husband and they were feeling so much separation, like fire. Everything went away. And they took Krishna in their heart and they embrace. The two also went out. Asu and she goes. Then the Atman entered the world. So Subha Prem will not come in this life in this body. And so physical body and mental body. Sukha Sarir, Man Buddhi or Man Buddhi Ankar or Siddhi made by this. Then wash away no smell of them in the air. Then
before they came to give their offering,
they had
already.
by they were gone across Sarupsiddhi, but not Vastu Siddhi. After that they will leave this body. They will have to leave this body. And they will have to come in the womb of gopis. And they they may do aradhana of Katyayani. Or they will have sons and all other things by gopis. It may be that before that, if they had association of Nitya Siddha gopis, they will have not to do all this. By their special grace they can do. It may be that it will take so many births, not only one birth. Samjar Jepasana. Kunti wanted this, Uttara wanted this, but not in those things. In that body. They will have to adopt Raga Nuga Bhakti. And after so many births, as Pandava, Arjuna Bhim, Nakulta, Dev, Draupadi all wanted these things to serve Krishna in Brajbhav, Saksa Bhaskarya Madhu. Draupadi in Madhu, Arjuna in Shuddha Saksa, since he had his post own desire, and they have heard that they were became trees in Radha Kunda and doing astrology. It took about 5,000 years they are doing astrology. After three has been gone, after that part they will be, I don't know. They may be some parrots or anything, or cows in Braja, of so many births. After the, what they will be, and after that they may take. It may be. No sure. Like Lakshmi is asserting at Belgan, but not purity, whether he will have or not. If Arjuna and all other beings, Rajabhati, then it may be into Prakashe. Prakashe, you know? Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Parikar. By one body in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Parikar, and in other, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. None that, not one. There are so many lakhs and lakhs manifestations of Nanda Baba, Vasudeva, Devaki. There are lakhs and lakhs of earth, Brahmanda. This Brahmanda, once there is earth. This is, Lila is passing through them. Again it will come. After very long time, when Brahma one day will go out and next day will come, and again seven money will go in Saptamanvanta. Again 27 will pass away, and then again that Leela will come again. It will take about less 40 years. So in each, from beginning of birth end to end of Dwarka Leela, a chain of Nanda Baba, Vasudev, Devaki are moving with chain of Krishna. It is very hard to know the Mahima of Krishna. Jananta eva janam, Kinnu bhakta, Manto bhakto bhakyo, Bhavakhavi. We can count the depth of whole universe, but we cannot count, we cannot know the Mahima of Krishna. So we should not try for that. We should utter Krishna name in the guidance of any very good Sadguru, and hear the pastimes of Krishna, and what Rupa Goswami and Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami have told, we should try to. Very easily they can go out of this and will reach there. What do you mean? You want the same Atma Purdev or this three? What do you want? When he will come, how he recognize that he is like particular? How he will recognize? Same medicine in new bottle, how you will recognize? Try to know the medicine, whether this is same or not. By bottle you should make it. Your bottle will also be same. Then what will be? But Guru will be the same. You know Diksha Guru and Sikha Guru are same? Or no? No, all time. Diksha Guru and Sikha Guru, same thing. No bed, no difference. Everywhere it has been there. No? Diksha Guru is the roof of Krishna. And Sikha Guru is the roof of Krishna. In Chaitanya it has been written. You know Rupa and Saru? What is Rupa and what is Saru? And Saru means? So both are same. If Sikha Guru comes, then what will be? Sometimes Diksha Guru will come. Both are same. You should always understand that the Guru will be with him. From Krishna. Krishna is real Guru. Balde Prabhu is real Guru. Nityananda Prabhu is Guru. Whole Guru. Wholesome. And all Guru are manifestation of Balde Prabhu. So Balde Prabhu will not change. His manifestation also will not be changed. So don't worry for this. You will have this energy. method. We are bound to take wrong doing bhajan. And Krishna will arrange what will be the better. If Krishna arranges anything, will it be better? If he knows that this is Kanishka Guru, having Dehatma Buddhi, or Sahajiya Guru, and Krishna wants to change his mission, but he also knows that my Guru is Bhagavan. Karmi also knows that his Gurudev is Satyatma. But this thing is wrong thing. Christians wrong. But they should think like this. Otherwise they can everyone. So Prince arranges this to strangers. That person were not Guru actual. Full Guru in India. Unqualified Guru, is not Guru. But to think like that my Guru is Sadhguru. We are now in some material thinking. Our thinking is not proper sometimes. So we should try to follow what our Guru Parampara Acharya has told about this. And we should believe it. And go on sadhana. Krishna is merciful, our Guru is merciful. What will be good? Whether he will come or he will send any prasinidhi or anything. Don't worry.
नतिवी कालावसाने कृतौ निद्राहार विहार सादि कृतौ चातंत दीनौ तुजौ राधा कृष्ण गुणस्मते मधुरिमानदेन सम्मोहितौ वंदे रूप सनातनम् हे राधे भजते विके दिस इज प्रैक्टिस एज ए साधक and in Vilas Manjali what he has told is Siddha Bhav. When he is innermost, a Krishna leader, pastimes of Krishna and Radhika that manifest here. And when it is gone, then he says, where I am live here and where that pastime is. And then hankering, weeping, rolling, lamenting where? In Radha. In Tamal tree, he used to live at that time near Tamal tree and Kadamba tree in the bank of Radha Kunda. So always lamenting, weeping, rolling, praying like so. This thought is 11, one of them. Now we are explaining this slope. Swapne api king, sumukhi, te charanam bujata rajat parag patavas vidhu sanena. Sobham api taram, अहो उत्तमांगम विभ्रत 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 भविष्यति कदा मम साधना. Today we'll stop here and again we'll explain this thing. That what I have explained to that and said this. And after that day when you will come, I'll explain.
But I want to ask you a question.
Only one.
Now, you mentioned Swarup Siddhi and Vastu Siddhi. So, Swarup Siddhi comes while we're in this body. In Bhava Bhakti or Prema?
Bhava.
In Bhava Bhakti.
Beginning of Prema Bhakti. In Vastu Siddhi, not here.
Yes. Now, when Prema comes, then we will have to give up.
Prema comes, first comes Bhava.
Yeah.
And Bhava matured is called Prema.
Yes. So when Bhava matures into Prema,
then Vastu Siddhi.
Then we go to
other planet or where Krishna is
having his pastime. Yes.
And there also we have something to do.
Yes.
Sadhana. What? To associate with Nitya Siddhapati.
Yes. And then we develop Neman, Pranay Rag, Anurag, and so on. Now, when we take birth from the womb of a gopi on the planet of Krishna's pastime, it is called Vastu Siddhi.
Immediately? It begins. Begins Vastu.
Begins. And then
Vastu Siddhi, not at that time, but we have entered in that class as Diksha.
Yes.
This is not Diksha. Vatar only. Started.
Yes,
started.
I understand. So when one comes up to Rag, Anurag or Maha.
No. At first, Prema.
Yes.
Then his Vastu Siddhi in Prema is done. And if it is done, then he comes in the group of gopis. Gopis, snare and all everything he possesses. Then he will have some connection with Krishna in that way. Then snare will come. Otherwise snare will not come. If Krishna is not there, no man, so all these will come. Entering in later.
Oh, I see. But in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, as soon as Gopakumar reached, immediately Krishna embraced him and took him.
No, not like that.
It is
Uddhav, he had the association of Uddhav and Narada in Dwarka.
Yes.
And there he heard everything. Everything he heard about the Saptaras, Gopi, Basalaras, everything he heard. And then, by the permission of Narada Rishi and Uddhava, he entered in. Up till that, he was in Bhava city. Or, it may be the lowest rank of Vastu city. And when he reaches there, then some Sakha will meet him. He will have to come in home of Gopi. But he was a special thing in Gopakumar. At first he has taken birth in Govardhan. So this task has been solved as before. In a starting point, he came in the womb of Govardhan as a Sakha Go. So it was solved here. And then rest were solved there. He had the association of Gurudev, Mani Krishna.
Jayanta.
So it was also solved here. What he would have solved there, it was solved here. In his. But in our case, we'll have to pass all this. That's over. I have not thought before this point. Just I am telling. It may be some wrong or
the current is coming in you and flowing you are out of your mouth.
You are seeing it. And
then you realize.
So you are there.
In Madhurya Kadambini, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur tells how all aparad go away gradually. And one stage is bhav, one stage is fame, and one stage is sakshat darshan. So sakshat darshan, is it in this world or
anywhere? Like Narad, very little but sakshat darshan.
Oh, I see. So even in bhava bhakti or whenever,
in bhava bhakti.
Ah, I see.
He may have.
I see. And the sages of Dandakaranya, who got the mercy of Ram. Some of them took birth from Gopi's womb, only having come to stage of bhava bhakti, not prema bhakti. So then by association, they got fame.
By the mercy of Ramachandra, special mercy.
Yes. But after they took birth in Braj, they develop fame and other things by association. But they cannot have relationship with Krishna until they have name.
But
having bhav or prem, but some distance from Krishna, not mixing immediately with Krishna. No,
from sadhan, very low state, even relationship with Krishna is fixed. Without this, without sambandha gyan, anyone cannot go further and inch. So at the time of diksha, really diksha, there is some relative sambandha gyan. So we should take name with sambandha. Otherwise the name is not pure. With sambandha gyan and washing or all anarth, if we take name, then that is name is pure.
Your question was, at what stage can you actually meet Krishna? Not just sambandha gyan. That's what you were asking.
Yeah.
That they weren't able to meet Krishna. So
when they will meet Krishna after praying.
Yeah.
In bhavadasa, they will have some very little darshan. In vastu siddhi, after vastu siddhi, crossing some stage of vastu siddhi, they may have sakshat darshan. Without friends, no success. But the lack of
explanation.
Lots of devotees have made separate explanation.
Yes.
Separate meaning.
Yes.
Then those who hear all these meanings, they think that Vyasadeva has knowing. He has used this word in so many meanings. But I think actually he wrote in one sense what he thought. But now we take so many meanings. So he is telling that you are telling your words have so many meanings. But I always speak for one meaning. But learned persons like him, they may discover so many meanings.
But you told us that in Srimad Bhagavatam that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur would pray to each word and that so much meaning was there. So it must also be an original text.
When Srimati Radhika or Krishna are talking together, having thinking so many meanings, they have used the word Arman. I love you. Srimati Radhika or Krishna told. When they were talking, they are thinking that this word, I am using this word in so many senses, so many meanings, are in one. I think one. And then those who are
explaining,
they are thinking this mood, this mood, this mood, this mood, this, and become so pleased, happy.
But there is one thing you did not mention.
Sir.
Just now. And that is that the intelligence to find different meanings from your words comes from your mercy.
No. It comes from his heart, and he is so learned person. So
I was just listening to him.
Then it may become, it may come from Giriraj. He is so merciful.
Maharaj, you said if someone directly says I love you, then it's like camphor at a doorway and the wind blows it away.
I used only for example. Not seriously. Certainly, if I love you, I tell, then it means that I am lessening my mood. Then?
You wanted to see what you spoke 2 days ago.
Where is Navadvip?
We can ask him.
He has taken a letter from me. I have dictated.
Oh, Krishna Balaram.
I wanted to see that letter and correct something if it is so pinching or anything.
We'll stop
at his classroom.
We'll stop at his classroom and ask him to see
it. When he has time, he may come. I don't want to become so...
You don't want to hurt him.
You
don't want to hurt him.
Hurt him, no. What I have told.
I know. Make him feel something.
Not so harsh. What is this?
This is what you spoke 2 days ago. Yesterday, you asked Shanti to show you this so you could see how to continue.
Anyone can read?
Loud?
I will hear.
We'll ask Kusa Manjali.
Don't.
Yes.
New story. There is something in this. What this story? You should read this, not this.
Okay.
Okay.
I remember this. Not Usai Manjari has dharana chup chup amar ka disturb korish na tumra chup chap suno ek man chup bhut hoye what I was telling
that here Srimati Radhika is in Swadin Bhatrika and therefore Rupa Manjari and
Rupa Manjari no
Rati Tulsi Manjari
Tulsi Manjari or Rati Manjari is calling Harsu Mukhi inside Dhin Bhatrika she is so so pleased Srimati Radhika her but
eyebrows
eyes are in full pleasure as full moon and at that time she can give anything any mercy that is why he is telling Sumukhi and up to this and explaining why he has called Sumukhi so anywhere here add this very good explanation
it is done
miracle I will not give you until he will not give I will take hold this thing here he told Rati Manjari or Tulsi Manjari is reminding it is coming in sthuti something somewhere added then
you have called Devata demigod and he came
when he said,
when he commits it twice the one word there, but she knows where it's added. Whoever he's interrupting that.
Okay.
You have called some Devata, demigod, and he came, you worshipped and then left everything there outside. You have brought him from Mandir, put him on a throne here, and you have done Archan, Puja and Arti, everything. Now you should clean up after this puja and throw all these things away from here.
They are sharing parsimony. When he was coming and Krishna has so many moods, he at once embraced Radhika. And her kumkum from breast came to Krishna's breast. And now that kumkum, that is what?
Alta.
Kumkum, churna, patavas, parag.
Powder.
Like lotus, parag, was in the breast of Srimati Radhika. It came to the breast of Krishna. And because Krishna was at that time, fates are coming.
Yes.
So there was
it mixed
and became like
paste.
And at this time, when Krishna
Krishna took the
again feet of Srimati Radhika. Sometimes here, sometimes here. Then that kumkum of Srimati Radhika, which was in Krishna breast, it came in the
left, outside,
not outside. That parag kumkum came in the feet of Srimati Radhika. When these manjaris were laughing and joking, this time Srimati Radhika laughing and gave it to Rati Manjari.
How she did? I have not understood.
Then at that time she became more pleased. And at once she came, she was so much overjoyed. And at that time, she was thinking that Srimati Radhika, this seat has come to my head. And I am so much lucky. My head is so lucky. But at the same time, his antardasa went on. And now he is weeping, began to weep, rolling on the Radha Kund bank of the Radha Kund, and weeping and loudly lamenting. Tears began to come from her eyes. And now he is in a mood that she is feeling more separation. Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī and Baladeva Vidyābhūṣaṇ are explaining this thing. When a person, a sadhak, descends from antar-dasa to vahya-dasa, he remembers deeply about what he has seen in his antar-dasa. Remembering so much utakantha comes, eagerness comes, and at the same time he becomes so deenhin. Radha Krishna pastime is so high, even not to be found by Narad, Sukadeva Goswami, Uddhava. And I am so fallen. So Krishna mercy and Radha mercy is so high and their pastime. And I am so much fallen. How can I have? But greed is such a thing that he does not leave the hope and utkantha for having that thing. So in lamentation, he begins to weep and to tell that, O Swamini, I am so wretched, I am so deenhin. But I have only hope that you are so much merciful. Even merciful than Krishna. And having this utkantha and this mood, I am only keeping my life. One day you will surely have mercy upon me. So here, he is waiting and telling all these things in his bahya dasa. Here, one thing to explain, I have explained Sumukhi word. Here also I want to explain the word Rajak Parag Patavas Vibhushanena. I have explained Charana Charanam Bujat. Charana Charanam Bujat Rajat Parag. That the Parag was of Srimati Radhika. It came into the breast of Krishna, and from breast it came again in the feet of Srimati Radhika. And again from this feet of Radhika, it came in the head of Tulsi Manjari. And it was like an ornament. We remember this thing from Puruna Pulinda Urugaya Padabjaraga Se Kum Kumena Daita Sanamanditena Tadarsana Smaragu Jatina Rusitena Letyanta Anuti Kuchau Jahu Tadadhi. Remember this
slogan? Yes.
About in same line, but it was with Radhika.
Yes.
And it is for a sadhak and siddha like Raghunath Das Goswami, a sakhi. This is slow. Bilap Kusmanjali. There we see that Purna Pulind Urgaya Padab Jarag, Padab Jarag, here also Parag. Similarity. And Padab Jarag was actually Kumkum from Srimati Radhika Sriyanga. And it came from the feet of Krishna. Srimati Radhika here taken the feet of Krishna here. And then it came to the grass. And there Osh Bindu,
you.
Not sweat, but
yes, the dew. Early morning dew.
Dew wetted that kumkum and it was on grass. And Pulindi Kanya came and took all these dust and parag kumkum, which had like a
paste,
and took up her mouth and everywhere and gave up her pap from heart. But actually this was from Radhika here.